Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't really miss the relationship as a relationship, but the actual friendship, yes, I do.
After we broke up, I knew that I was definitely more upset about the possibility of losing my best friend over losing my boyfriend.
BFFs, best friends forever. Because you know it's real when there's an acronym for your relationship. Calling someone your BFF may be a little juvenile, but it's sweet. Right up until the moment when the line between friendship and romance blurs and that final F doesn't last as long as forever implied it would. So maybe it isn't best friends forever, but for some reason, BFUYFIL, best friends until you fall in love, doesn't really have the same ring to it. Breakups, am I right? They're messy, complicated, sometimes humorous, often heartbreaking, mostly for the best, and always entertaining to others. And that's where we come in. Welcome to the X Games. Yes, that's X with an EX. A podcast about dating and breakups in which everyone plays and absolutely no one wins. I'm Caitlin Colley, Elite Daily's editor-at-large, and I'm here to walk you through both sides of a breakup story and hopefully end up somewhere near the truth. Each week, we'll examine a new ill-fated relationship. Both parties will say their piece separately as we attempt to thread together a narrative and pinpoint where it all went wrong. Afterward, we'll let them listen to each other and then finally and honestly have it out. This episode contains themes that may be triggering for those who have dealt with suicidal thoughts or self-harm. Before we get there, we'll give you another heads up. For our fourth episode, we have Cassie and her former best friend turned boyfriend turned ex-boyfriend Josh. Cassie and Josh live their lives and their relationship online, forging their way through clinical depression, chronic monogamy, and the precarious line between friendship and catching feelings. As anyone who's ever gotten into, and subsequently out of, a relationship knows, there are at least two sides to every story.
So we actually first met on Facebook. It was like a friend of mine had posted a status about something, and I commented on it. And then he commented on it, and then we had just like this back and forth conversation about it.
The first time we met, it was actually a really weird encounter. We met on like this, I want to say it was kind of like Twitter, except everything was anonymous.
So I was, what was I, 15 at the time? And he was also 15.
When we first started talking, I might have been 13.
I don't know if you guys remember Form Spring. He had posted, like, ask me a question or something.
You were allowed to ask people random questions, and what you could have your name or you could not have your name attached.
And I just, like, messaged him on there.
So we just started asking each other questions for about, like, 3 months before we actually figured out who each other were.
I don't remember the Form Spring comment.
They're just like, hey, what's your favorite color? They were just pretty regular conversation questions. I don't think we actually spoke in very much detail until a couple months into that summer when we started going on webcam chats with each other.
So we kind of like were just talking a lot through like Facebook, and like we'd Skype every so often.
We would basically start at 8 or 9, and we'd usually end up staying up until like 3 or 4 in the morning. It was nice having someone to talk to, just because I only moved to that school district not that long ago.
So Cassie and Josh met online. And no, before you get too excited, this isn't a catfish story. But like all social media interactions, there's always a little disparity between who you are on the internet versus who you are IRL.
I think we first met in person the day after one of our like state exams in freshman year of high school.
And then we met in school, I want to say, that sophomore year.
And I don't think we said a word to each other. I think we just looked at each other and we sort of acknowledged it. And that was it.
Well, like I said, we talked on Skype first. You know, I've seen pictures of him before, but this is fun to actually talk in person.
I think she's a lot less reserved in person, actually. I found her to be kind of like hesitant online, I guess, where in person she was a lot more outgoing and a lot louder. Pretty sure I was the opposite way around.
It wasn't so much of like a big reaction to it just because, you know, there kind of been like a progression of like, okay, we talked on Facebook. So like I saw his pictures, you know, like I knew who he was like through friends. And then like, okay, we talked on Skype. So I can't, we interacted face to face and not in person. And then, okay, it was in person. So it kind of like felt natural in that progression.
Let me give you a little bit of a timeline. We started talking, I want to say in about like January of that freshman year for me. Then that was online. I met her in person for the first time in June, and then we started doing the webcam chats in June as well. But that was going into our 10th grade year.
So Cassie and Josh finally made the face-to-face leap. But things weren't quite romantic just yet, as Josh had somebody else he was interested in.
I started dating someone in that summer where Cassie and I first started webcamming.
You started dating someone else right after we met, who was actually a friend of mine, and then that ended badly.
We were friends, me, her, and Cassie. We would hang out a lot. What ended up happening was in February of that 10th grade year, the girl that I was dating cheated on me while she was in Europe, and I ended up telling Cassie.
And like me being his friend there kind of didn't really help the situation with her, and so then that kind of blew up in everyone's face.
There was a lot more tension. I wouldn't hang out with both of them together anymore because of that.
They broke up, got back together.
Basically, after that point, we sort of had a very different relationship, me and the girl that I was dating. I just wasn't really into it anymore. Cassie and I got a lot closer as a result.
As Josh put his other relationship to bed, he and Cassie were getting close, like BFF status close. But were they starting to catch feelings?
I don't know what she felt. I just know that we were a lot closer as friends.
And it was kind of a confusing feeling for me because a lot of my friends had seen that we were so close, and but they were like, oh, you guys should be like date. And I was just like, no, like I just felt weird. I didn't initially have feelings for him. So I felt like these feelings were kind of being forced upon me. And then it took me a while to realize that they were real and not just what people were projecting onto me.
I started feeling more attraction towards her romantically during this time, but I wouldn't really admit it to myself because I kind of had a very restricted feeling about dating someone that I was already best friends with.
I think he definitely had feelings for me first, and that was kind of obvious.
Oh yeah, over time, the relationship between Cassie and my ex just never got repaired. It was just, the girl that I was dating was super sheltered when she was younger, and her mom was really overprotective of her.
Oh, right. Just because Josh ended his last relationship doesn't mean all the drama that came with it died too. This is high school, after all. And Cassie and Josh's ex were friends.
And that kind of made another issue with us starting to date is because people thought that I was trying to steal him from her, and I really wasn't. It's just that he had a lot of personal issues going on at that time that I was helping him through.
I remember that she would get really involved in our relationship beforehand. The mom would, I mean. She would get really involved in our relationship. And I think she ended up sending Cassie a message or something like that. I don't remember what it was about, but I know that it got Cassie real upset.
So it was just like a difficult battle for me in that way to kind of, you know, not be the villain in this situation where I was like, I'm really just trying to be a good friend.
So you're telling me that Josh's ex's mom was getting mixed up in their high school drama? That's pretty unexpected. Don't worry, we'll figure out what exactly was in that message she sent Cassie when we bring her and Josh together for the joint interview. In the meantime, however, let's get back to the story. Josh is single, Cassie is single. What happens next?
I'd like to think we were practically dating.
So we were friends for over a year, almost like a year and a half, a little less than that maybe, before things finally got there.
Cassie and I started dating January of the next year. I kind of know where things started going towards like a full-blown relationship. We were watching Aladdin, and we were on her couch. I think she was really upset about something, and we were just like kind of cuddling on her couch, and she told me about it. She was just really upset. So I think I kissed her on the forehead, and then a little bit later, she kissed me on the cheek. So that's when I guess I kissed her for real.
before we had started dating, he had kissed me, and then he like felt really embarrassed about the situation, and so then I kissed him back to kind of be like, it's fine.
And then from there, we were just like, well, that was nice, I guess. And we started talking more about seriously pursuing a relationship.
Yeah, I would say that the start of our going out was definitely when we first kissed.
I was nervous as hell. I was really nervous during that night because I've only ever dated one person before that. And that girl was a lot more into me than I felt like Cassie was. It was easier. You know what I'm saying? Like, if someone's really into you, then you can just be like, all right, fine, we're dating now. But this, I felt like we were both unsure. We didn't know where to go.
We didn't, like, from that one moment decide to start calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend from, like, the first kiss.
We were so close, and we were kind of acting like boyfriend and girlfriend already.
We were kind of keeping it low-key for a little while because so many people had kind of asked us, you know, are you guys dating? Are you a couple? Blah, blah, blah. And again, with all, like, the relationship drama that he was in before.
Eventually, all the drama surrounding their relationship died down. Well, at least it was minimized to a dull roar. Cassie and Josh were ready to make it official. I'm talking Facebook official.
It was funny because we were married on Facebook just as like a joke because that's what people did in high school. We would just like get married to our friends on Facebook.
I think we were married on Facebook for, I want to say like a month, and I don't know why.
When we had first put that we were married on Facebook, people thought it was like that it was serious, that we were actually together. But we weren't, so then it changed to in a relationship, and they're like, wait, is it for real this time?
So they were together on social media, but were they in love in real life?
I definitely loved him, but I don't know if I can say that I loved him as a boyfriend or, like, that I was in love with him.
I don't know. Was I in love? That's, like, I was 15. I didn't know what it meant.
We were friends for a long time before we actually started dating.
I loved her as a friend. I know that. Like, she was very important to me. As someone that's been with me through, like, a lot of hard times.
We became really close and, like, attached to each other. So I really loved him a lot in that sense. I wouldn't necessarily go as far to say that I was in love with him when we were an actual couple.
I don't think I ever said I love you. Not in a romantic sense.
We didn't really say flat out, I love you. It was kind of like, you know, like, Facebook chat kind of like I heart you, you know, kind of like L-U-V-U.
Okay, so love was a strong word, especially for two kids in high school who were struggling with whether they were BFFs or GF and BF. But Cassie and Josh had a more complicated relationship that dealt with far more mature issues too, like Josh's depression.
When we started dating, he again was going through a lot of personal drama.
At that point in time, was probably some of my worst mental time in high school.
It kind of became hard to become close to him when we were dating because he had just like a lot of anger and just like frustration with all the things going on.
I was very depressed. I had suicidal ideation, and my friends have tried to get me to go to the hospital. Basically, it was a very bad time and probably the worst time for me to be dating anybody.
So, yeah, so that kind of affected our relationship a lot and that we weren't super coupley and, like, all the time. We were kind of just, you know, we were still just kind of friends hanging out.
Cassie was there for me. So I guess that's something that helped bring us closer together. Just she was a really good friend.
Cassie was a good friend to Josh when he needed one most. Unfortunately, however, being a good friend sometimes came at the expense of being a girlfriend.
Our relationship after we started dating was kind of weird.
He didn't feel like anything was different from friends to now, well, to like when we were in a relationship.
I already felt like we were dating beforehand, so I didn't really know where we can go from that.
So that really bothered him. The thing is that when we were friends, we kind of acted like a couple already.
Like, I wasn't sure what a relationship actually entailed because even though I was dating that girl beforehand, I guess a typical relationship, neither of us knew what we were actually supposed to be doing. So I wasn't sure what it meant to be in a relationship yet, but I just know that nothing changed.
It was hard to say what was going on because he was always kind of like, you know, up and down with his emotions.
If we were at just basic level friends rather than what we were, I think I would have felt that change and have been a lot more satisfied with where we were.
We got into arguments, like little arguments a lot. We would like bicker about stupid things.
Okay. So like I said, this was a very hard time for me mentally.
And he also kind of became unapproachable in some ways, and because of all the personal matters.
Like, I'll take all the blame for this. I was very temperamental at that point. I was moody. And I know that we would get into fights a lot more often than we used to near the end of our relationship.
He finally said to me, like, listen, if things don't change in like a couple weeks, you know, if things don't feel different, then I just want to break up. And things didn't change.
I know I lost a lot of trust in her. Like, my friend sent me to a mental hospital. Cassie was involved in that as well. And I was very resistant to that.
I didn't really know how to handle it, to like, you know, not annoy him and harass him when he was just needed like space, and then trying to be a girlfriend that, you know, felt like a girlfriend to him.
I know we talked about beforehand how I wasn't really happy with where we were going with it.
So we didn't officially date for that long. We actually only officially dated for about 2 months.
I think we only actually dated for about 2 months officially. But like I said, it felt a lot longer than that because of the way we were prior.
Cassie and Josh were barely official at all before Josh brought up his friendship relationship ultimatum. So what happened when the 2 weeks were up?
So after the 2 weeks went by that he had said that he had wanted to end the relationship if things didn't feel different, we were talking on Facebook.
Oh man, this is going to sound so bad. I'm definitely like the villain of this podcast, but like, it was a very bad day for me that day. I ended up self-harming at school. I was just super upset. I don't have a very good relationship with my dad to this day. I still don't. He was very bad that day as well. So he took it out on me, and then I got really upset, and I was resistant to everything. I wouldn't talk to anybody. And Cassie started talking to me, and we got into a really big fight.
He basically just broke up with me over Facebook chat.
We started on the phone calling, I think. We were texting in between, and then I think we called again, but we were not physically together.
He basically said, what's the point of keeping this up if like nothing's different? And I don't remember the exact wording, but that's, I remember him saying like, what's the point? And that was like the end of it.
So because I was really upset already, I felt like I couldn't take it. I was just like, all right, no, we're done. I can't do this anymore. Don't talk to me. I know that I ended it right there, kind of with no warning at all.
And it hurt me that he didn't feel like that what was happening in our relationship was like enough for him, because I just didn't really know what else to do to fix the situation.
And of course, with relationships that start on the internet and whose existences are only validated by becoming official on Facebook, there comes the very public breakup. Never mind the fact that they had to face each other at school the very next day.
That's why I kind of felt uncomfortable putting it on Facebook in the first place, because it felt like it's just like Facebook gives you such a window into like other people's lives. And it's like, I felt uncomfortable having everyone know exactly that right now I started a relationship. And then if it ended, like right now I ended a relationship. And it's kind of like,
I think our relationship changed a lot when new technology was coming out, just because
I felt kind of uncomfortable having people I barely know exactly what was going on in my love life.
I saw her the next day in school after that.
The first time I saw him after we broke up, it was actually school the next day, which was great. We kind of just avoided each other. It was just a weird situation.
I don't think we spoke to each other that day. So with the way our school was, you could only visit your locker at certain points in the day. And I'm pretty sure that she timed hers to not be when I would be there.
I was really upset. I really didn't want to deal with the emotional drama at that time, and just I didn't know how all of our friends were going to react to the situation.
I was still upset because I'm pretty sure my dad was still pissed off that next day, so I came to school already upset. But in terms of our relationship, I wasn't really thinking about it that much. It was kind of the last thing on my mind.
And I was just upset about losing him as my friend, because we had been friends for so long and he was just such an integral part of my whole kind of like high school experience at that point.
I'm pretty sure Our friendship was very odd after that.
Because I didn't have a lot of friends freshman year, and then sophomore year, I had more friends and like him, you know, becoming my best friend at that time.
That was for about a month, maybe. But after that, we started talking again. We tried to reconcile. We tried to reconcile as friends first, and I didn't know where things were going to go afterwards.
Josh and I talked on and off, like, after we broke up. Like, we wouldn't talk to each other for a while, and then we would.
We needed to actually stay in constant communication, even though we didn't want to talk outside of that. So we were in another production at the time, and I think she was the costume manager, and I was one of the leads in the show. So she had to work with me constantly. I want to say during our little reconciliation period, Cassie made me a orange little bracelet and tried to give it to me in one of our English classes. I don't know. She might not think anything of it, but the girl that I dated afterwards had very odd feelings about that. We'll just put it that way.
Both Cassie and Josh tried in their own ways to rekindle the friendship the both of them relied on. Of course, we'll press Cassie for more details about that orange bracelet later. But for now, let's focus on how difficult it was for the pair to separate the parts of their relationship that were friendly versus romantic, especially when Josh starts getting closer to a new girl.
After we broke up, he kind of started getting closer with this other girl that we were friends with. He kind of, I wouldn't say that he like had dumped me for her, but he kind of just like ditched our friendship almost.
So I think Cassie and I broke up in March, and the girl that I started dating, we started dating in May.
So like he would still like, you know, he was still talking to me here and there when he was really upset about something, or, you know, just kind of like when he needed to talk to me. But then, you know, in person or just like when I had something that I wanted to, you know, talk about, he kind of just like didn't give me the time of day.
I'm one of those people that I kind of have to be with someone all the time. I don't know why. Like, that's just kind of the way things have been with me. So we started dating kind of soon after that.
It was a pretty quick transition for him.
The girl that I ended up dating after Cassie, she was also very involved in self-harm as well.
I don't know if I was necessarily jealous. Like, I was more mad at him for kind of just ditching our friendship the way he did than I was, like, jealous that he was dating some other girl.
Cassie and her, they knew each other, but they weren't very close. I don't think they would really consider each other good friends.
I guess it was just kind of easier for all of the friends in our little friend group to kind of just kick me out almost. So by senior year, I didn't really have many friends that I felt like I could turn to.
Cassie and I sort of had one group by ourselves and I think two other people. Now, the two people that girl was really close friends with, I was personally close friends with, and Cassie wasn't.
Yeah, I never really regained that friend group, and that's kind of something that still, like, it kind of stings a little, especially, like, when I came home from college, because, you know, I went away to school, so I'd come home from college and, you know, I didn't have the same excitement that I saw a lot of other people had to come home and, like, see their friends from home.
Sometimes, no matter how hard you try, becoming friends again after a breakup just isn't possible. And the ugly side of that divorce? Friends start picking teams. We'll hear Josh's side of the story in a little bit, but in the interim, let's find out what happened after high school.
I didn't actually end up speaking to Cassie again after high school for maybe 4 years.
We were occasionally talking through the like beginning of my sophomore year of college.
She ended up texting me my senior year of college because she needed help with something.
A friend of mine was going through something similar that he was going through in high school. So I kind of just reached out to him just to one, see how he was doing, because it kind of like brought up a lot of like sort of like triggering memories of like what had happened.
She texted me about needing help with something, so I helped her out. And then we spoke intermittently for about a week after that. And then she ended up drunk calling me.
And we ended up talking on the phone once because I drunk called him at like 4 a.m. for whatever reason.
I want to say like 2 weeks ago. And we were on the phone for like a solid 3 hours at 3 a.m. That was odd.
I just like was making stupid comments about like, oh, like what about this girl from high school? He's like, oh no, I don't want to be dating her. And I was like, you're not dating her? He's like, no. And I was like, you know, I was surprised that he wasn't dating her anymore, but apparently he's not.
Like she woke me up. I was asleep. She called me, woke me up. I don't remember much of the conversation, but I just know that she was very, very drunk.
You know, okay, once in a while, he'll, like, pop in my head, like, oh, I wonder how he's doing. But, like, you know, just because he was a big part of my high school experience, there's a part of me that cares about him. But I definitely don't have any, like, romantic feelings or anything.
I thought it was in relation to the thing that she needed at first. So I was like, all right, so this is probably, like, emergency time. I'll stay on the phone. But it just turned out she was drunk, and I don't know why I couldn't fall back to sleep. So I just ended up staying up with her until, I think, what, like 5 a.m. or something like that.
Sometimes all it takes to get back in touch with an ex is a couple of tequila shots and a whole lot of liquid courage. We'll get into the contents of that drunk call in just a moment. But first, we can discuss how two former best friends got to the point of needing alcoholic lubricant just to talk. What would they change if they could?
If I could change anything, I definitely wouldn't have been such an asshole that one day that we broke, like the day that we broke up. I knew that I shouldn't have been that angry about whatever the hell I was angry about. I don't really remember it in detail, but if I could take that back, that would be better. And I'm not saying that in terms of preserving a relationship. I'm saying that as in terms of preserving who I consider to be my best friend.
I think it was just bad timing. I think what was my fault was kind of not addressing my personal feelings earlier. And had I done that, then maybe we could have had a more successful relationship. And that is something that I do blame myself for. And I think that really affected our friendship.
I don't really miss the relationship as a relationship because, like I said, I didn't feel like it changed very much. But the actual friendship, yes, I do.
After we broke up, I knew that I was definitely more upset about the possibility of losing my best friend over losing my boyfriend.
So there we have Cassie and Josh. Two high school kids who could never quite understand how to take their best friend status to the next level. The relationship may have only been on the books for 2 months, but months of back and forth, high school politics, and some unfortunate extenuating circumstances never let the pair's romance flourish. I'm sure being 16 didn't help either. At the end of the day, however, what the ex-couple misses most is the friendship that brought them together to begin with. So is there any hope? We brought Cassie and Josh back together in the same room, and it's as cute, clarifying, and high school as we hoped it would be.
So you guys haven't seen each other in person in how long?
Since graduation day,
since high
I think?
School, yeah.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
4 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And do you have plans to see each other in person?
Well, like I said, I reached out to him over the weekend asking him if he wanted to catch up in person. And we were talking about meeting up this Friday, but there's, like, no solid plan in place yet.
I mean, how weird is that going to be 4 years later?
Well, I think it's weirder now that we had this conversation.
Sorry for making it weirder, guys. Cassie, was there any discrepancy in the story that you told versus the story that he told?
We definitely broke up over Facebook chat and not over, like, Skype or webcam or over the phone or anything. It was definitely over Messenger.
When I said over the phone, I thought I meant, like, texting. I was definitely using my phone. It might have been Facebook Messenger, but, like, it wasn't words. I mean, it wasn't verbal.
There were a couple discrepancies that maybe I noticed. The first time you guys actually met in person seemed to be at a different time, rather.
If I remember right, it was at the very, very end of freshman year. It was in the cafeteria, and I met you with Sam, actually. Sam was my ex before Cassie.
I completely forgot about that, actually, that we had started talking so much earlier into freshman year.
I don't think we ever hung out with Sam that often, did we?
We did have a lot of mutual friends, but outside of school, not as much.
And you mentioned when Sam went to Europe and cheated on you, Josh?
Yeah.
And you mentioned that Cassie was quite angry with Sam in that instance, yes?
If I remember right, yeah.
I just wanted to say, though, I actually wasn't mad at Sam because of that whole cheating thing, which I don't even remember if that was actually, like, fully confirmed when, like, immediately after it happened. But what happened with me and Sam was that she accused me of flirting with Josh. She messaged me saying that I was flirting with him and basically to stop. And I was telling her that I wasn't flirting with him and, like, she was wrong. And it ended up turning into a big fight.
Is her mother that was this whole thing?
Oh my goodness. Sorry. I hate that woman. I hate that woman to this day, I swear. Like, I am past Sam, but like her mom, gosh. I hate her. She's evil.
I believe, Josh, you mentioned that she wrote Cassie a note. And Cassie, do you remember this note?
Sam, who he was dating at the time, and a couple of my friends were participating in. So we decided to go to the school concert. And her mom saw us there together. And she, you know, said hi to us. And then what she did is that she actually texted Josh, who was obviously sitting right next to me, and was basically said that I was a bad person and that he shouldn't associate with me. And just like really nasty things to say to like a 16-year-old when you're like a grown adult. And so obviously he showed it to me though, because he's my best friend and he was sitting right next to me. And like, I got really upset.
Like, was that an intentional thing? I don't remember if she saw
Yeah, no, she approached us before the concert, and she said something to you. And I remember her going, hi, Cassie, like this, like, sassy kind of, like, mean, hot,
in
like,
her voice.
Yeah, you know.
That hurts me. Oh, gosh. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And Josh, this is while you and Sam were still dating.
Yeah.
So her...
This has to have been towards, like, the middle-ish... of our relationship.
So Josh, how long did you date Sam?
It was definitely less than a year. I want to say like 8 months.
But you guys broke up and got back together a few times.
This is true.
I remember her being a sore spot in our relationship, and I know you kept in contact with her.
I think, Cassie, you were quite worried that Sam would think that you were trying to date Josh the entire time they were dating.
There were a lot of people that basically thought we were dating and or wanted us to date this entire time this was happening.
Also, a lot of people, though, could see that Josh was having emotional issues, and they thought that it was my fault, when in reality I was trying to help him. So then there was all you who were, like, angry at me.
Oh, did they? I thought they thought you were helping. I had a lot of friends at this time that were sort of watching what I was doing. So... it was kind of like easy to see if something was going on with me, I guess.
I don't like connect with a lot of people really fast, really easily, the way that Josh did. Just like everyone kind of liked Josh, and a lot of people kind of turned me into a villain, I think.
So I think that was kind of touched on in your side of the story, Cassie, that you kind of felt like at the end of your, you know, high school tenure, you were almost isolated from a lot of your friends because of the breakup.
Yeah.
Yeah, whether it was intentional or not, a lot of the people that we both knew, whether or not we were actually friends with them or not, if they had to, I guess, choose a side, I want to say most of them were on mine.
Cassie, you mentioned he started getting close to the girls he was dating while he was dating other girls. Josh, were you overlapping relationships?
I wasn't dating other people while I was with someone, but I would get close to people, like... I wouldn't do anything, of course, but it was just like I would get a new very close friend.
Who was female.
Most of my friends are female. You know this, like.
Well, Josh, I think you also mentioned that you're kind of a person that, you know, proceeds from relationship to relationship, and that's kind of just who you are.
Yeah, I am. I'm one of those people that I don't stay alone for too long.
Is there something more to that?
No, it's not. It's just that I don't stay single for very long. I honestly think that one of the most single times I've been was actually in between Cassie and Melanie. Because there was, what, like a 3-month period there?
Probably.
But ever since then, I've always been with someone, basically.
Josh, that's not a long time.
I know.
Also, you were practically dating her, like, after we broke up. So that's not even really being single.
Were we? I thought there was more of a time period there.
Well, you, like, were really, really close with her. But she kind of kept denying the whole situation to everyone.
She kind of did what we both did, where we kind of denied everything until it was too late, kind of thing. I knew earlier, but she wouldn't admit it. It's the same kind of idea.
It sounds quite similar. I mean, like the whole progression of it, you getting close to another girl during another relationship, then both of you denying for a period post-breakup that you're getting together, and then you getting together.
Yeah, it's kind of a recurring trend.
I do have a question now that I'm thinking about the breakup in itself between the two of you. It didn't seem like there was like a very specific reason that it went off that day versus any other day.
There wasn't.
I'm pretty sure it was just that Josh had given me a timeline and that was the timeline.
I just remember being very frustrated that day. I didn't...
Well, you were really frustrated a lot of the time at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't really know, like, that day versus any other day. I don't think there was much of a difference, honestly.
There was to me. Like, I was going to... I think I was pretty sure I was going to do it within that week in person, but something... I don't remember what it was, but, like, something just really frustrated me that day, and I couldn't do it anymore.
Another thing that you brought up, Josh, rather, was this orange bracelet, or this question of this orange bracelet.
Yeah, this happened around the time that I was about to start dating Melanie, or you gave me this bracelet, because mm-hmm. you had one too, and something happened with Melanie, and she was saying, like, she said that she felt really bad about this a lot later on.
I, like, vaguely remember giving you this orange bracelet, and it was orange because at that time there was this whole thing about orange being the color for suicide awareness, I think, or for self-harm awareness. It was really apparent that Melanie didn't have any interest in stopping, and that I didn't see as a healthy place, a healthy relationship for Josh to be in.
She gave me my first set of blades, so
yeah.
It's funny because the roles were kind of switched in that with me and her. Kind of like the way you were helping me, I ended up helping her.
Yeah, she gave him his first set of blades, and it's like that's not something you want someone who's been struggling with self-harm to go through.
I think that's entirely fair. So maybe we can go a little bit into, I don't know how comfortable we are, and we can say no as well, just talking about this kind of instance where you addressed it, Josh, that Cassie was one of a few people who were trying to help you into an institution or a
To like a mental hospital. Yes.
Okay. So honestly, to this day, I think that was one of like the hardest days of my life. Josh self-harmed for the first time. And at that point, he had already like made it clear that he had a lot of suicidal thoughts.
Hey guys, here's where Cassie and Josh talk a little more in depth about these suicidal ideations. So just a heads up, the next few minutes might be a little triggering.
Junior year, me, Miranda, and Becca, who are all friends with Josh and each other, went to the guidance office to report Josh because it was the day after the first time that he self-harmed. We already knew that he was really depressed and that he had suicidal thoughts, and so that was just kind of the last straw for us. And so we went and reported the whole plan. He had a suicide plan at that point that we told the guidance counselor and whoever else, like the school psychologist, whoever ended up being in the room with us. Then like a couple hours later, I got a call from him asking if I could come get him. And so Miranda's mom drove the two of us to his house, and he had gotten into a huge fight with his dad about the whole thing. I think his dad...
My dad?
Like, he like gave you a knife, and he told you to like just do it if you wanted to do it so badly.
My dad doesn't believe in like mental issues whatsoever, so I do remember that. I was really upset about it. When he found out that I self-harmed, he's like, he gave me a knife and he's like, we'll do it correctly this time. So
his dad's point was that he was showing them that he didn't want to do this, but his execution was extremely bad, essentially. So then I just remember Josh was in the car and Miranda was sobbing, like she couldn't speak. Josh wasn't saying a word to any of us because he was just so angry and upset. And then Josh's mom finally came and picked him up. Senior year, he got really depressed again, and he expressed that after the musical, he was planning on killing himself. The director of the show, who's also like, he was the chorus teacher and in charge of like all the music and stuff, because he knew Josh's whole situation at that point. And so then he took Josh to the office and he took him to the hospital.
My parents ended up bringing me.
So there obviously were times you prioritized Josh's safety over maintaining your friendship. Do you think there's a reason you guys stopped talking?
I don't know. Like, we're yeah. really on and off with the talking, because even when we started talking recently, it would be like we would talk for a few days and then stop.
I don't know. It's just like a weird
thing. That's kind of what it was by the time we were in college. And lately, it's just like, oh, well, like, there's no reason to be talking to each other.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. It was like, it's just one of those things where if it happens, it happens. If not, that's fine, too.
Is there a sort of ease between the two of you always that will always exist because you were best friends for so long?
I'm one of those people that no matter what happened in the past, I can kind of talk to you anytime.
I think there's like a certain ease in just being able to talk to each other. Like, when I first checked up on him this past year, like back in March or whatever, I knew I didn't have to like hide anything or like, you know, hold anything back at that point.
I agree. I feel the same way.
Do you regret anything in the relationship? Do you regret anything after the breakup? Is there anything you want to rectify? Do any of you want to say you're sorry?
Well, I think I tried to like over control the situation, which, as I said, I had good intentions and that I just wanted him to get better, but you know, I couldn't force him to do it.
I really don't think I should have been dating anyone at the time, so I can't really. It was not an ideal situation. I shouldn't have sort of neglected you the way I did afterwards.
Maybe on a concluding note, too, because I think it's so funny that so much of your relationship happened over the phone and on the computer. What was that? What was the content of that 3-hour drunk call, Cassie?
Okay, so it wasn't a 3-hour call. It was more like a half hour. Thank you for exaggerating that.
No, Cassie, probably like 3 times.
Also,
remember? Yeah, there were like 3 calls, dude.
No, there weren't. This
I can check my phone log.
I texted you before and you said that you were awake. You said I did not wake you up. So thank you for making me feel bad when I asked you about 10 times, did I wake you up? I'm sorry,
awake.
You should go back to bed.
I wasn't
and you were
awake.
Like, yeah, thank you for lying. I feel really great about that now.
We were just talking about like random stuff. It was just like casual conversation while one of us was drunk and the other one was half asleep.
There was a conversation happening, but it was just like not a conversation that needed to be happening at 4 a.m. But yeah, I don't know. That drunk phone call was just like completely pointless and stupid.
Well, it got you guys talking and here you are though, right? If you're struggling with thoughts of suicide or you know someone who is, you can reach the U.S. National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. You aren't alone, and there's always a better option. Thanks to Cassie and Josh for sharing their story on the X Games. Thanks to Pierre Bien-Aimé and Anna Parsons, our producers. Join us next time for another deep dive into a love story and its not-so-happily-ever-after. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, the Acast app, or anywhere you normally find your podcasts. But the X Games is more than just a podcast, and you can check it all out on EliteDaily.com.